Ross, are you still watching that rap video?
I'm addicted!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, EJ Leeson, and welcome to River Dudes Season 2. Today, I have a very special guest with me, a very nice man named Ross Barnable Jones.
What's up, man?
Oh, nothing much, man. How's it going?
It's going good.
You know, it's weird because this week we actually got to hang out a lot.
Yeah, like, yeah.
We got to go see Hamlet, yeah. Shakespeare in the Park.
That was great. That was
and
great.
It was so good. Oh, it was really so good. Good.
Really good, yeah.
And a shout out to the cast.
Yep, shout out to the cast.
They were phenomenal.
And you would have been in it too, but you couldn't do it.
Yeah, but at the same time, it was awesome to watch it.
To be in the audience.
Yeah, and the fighting was great. Yeah. The acting was phenomenal.
And one of the cast members we're going to have on as a special guest.
Oh, yeah. Season. Yeah, and we can't wait to have her on. She is so funny and talented. But, yeah, so we got to do that. We also got to eat Moe's.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Which...
Moe Monday.
Oh, Moe's is the best.
I love Moe's.
You know, the weird thing... I hate to say this, but every day I feel like I eat at Moe's, it feels like the best day of my life. Why is that?
I don't know.
No, but anyways, we got to hang out a lot this week, okay. And now we're recording again. We are here to talk about the new season, chapter 14,
yeah.
A Kiss Before Dying.
Yeah. Season 2.
And this episode shares a title with the 1956 film starring Robert Wagner. This episode was written by Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa, mm-hmm. and James DeWille, who has done episodes of Supergirl. Mm-hmm. This episode was directed by Rob Seidenglanz, and he has done a ton of stuff. Actually, he directed Chapter 12.
Okay.
In the first season.
Yeah.
And then he directed episodes of Legends of Tomorrow, one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I know it's one of your favorites.
The Following, did you ever watch that?
Yeah, I watched Kevin Bacon? The first few episodes, yeah. Because you know who came up with that?
Kevin Williamson.
Yeah.
Who is like one of my favorite writers.
Yeah.
I do plan on watching that eventually because I love Kevin Williamson.
Well, I do too, yeah, because he's in Dawson's Creek.
Oh my gosh. And Scream.
Yeah.
And Scream. Which is my favorite movie.
Yeah.
I guess we can start to go right into the episode. Do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I'll start us off. The episode basically starts, it shows you what happened at the end of the last season with Fred getting shot at Pops in the diner and in the black. And this is the first time you see the black hood.
Right.
And he gets shot in the diner. And then the black hood runs away, and you see Archie trying to, you know, help his dad out and everything. And Pop calls an ambulance mm-hmm. to get Fred, but the ambulance never comes. So the episode starts with Archie driving his dad to the hospital.
And I like how Jughead is like, I don't believe in miracles, but it was a miracle that day. Archie got to the hospital without crashing the car because he doesn't have his license.
Yeah, yeah. You could tell he was pretty reckless, but he got there.
Oh, yeah. There. Yeah. And
he hit a mirror and it came off a car.
Yeah.
So I remember that's one part.
Yeah. He was like, driving through the city like a madman.
Yeah, he was going fast.
Or the town of Riverdale. Yeah. But so he ends up getting to the hospital.
Yeah.
And that's when Archie is covered in blood.
Blood, yeah.
It's like
his Letterman jacket's covered in blood.
Yeah.
And his hands.
I think even at one point, Veronica mentions he looks like
what you say,
like something from The Shining.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, nice, awesome. Love that movie. But go ahead.
Okay. And then he goes in the hospital, calls for help. People come and get him, bring him into the emergency room.
Yeah, like he basically, all these doctors rush in and try to help. And eventually he calls like Betty, I think, first, right? Isn't it like, yeah, Betty finds out first.
Yeah, he calls Betty.
And then Betty relays the message to Veronica.
Yeah.
And then Betty calls also Jughead.
Yeah.
And tells him.
Yeah.
And we see where Veronica is actually at her apartment with her mom.
Yeah.
Like her house. Mm. And she's drinking a mimosa.
Yeah.
And the mom's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm drinking a mimosa. And the mom didn't even care.
I know.
Drinking the mimosa.
She's underage and the mom didn't even care.
Yeah. She's like, I don't really care about that. But that was like for your dad.
Yeah.
And then that's all she cares about.
Like, yeah. Yeah. She only cares about hiring coming home.
Yeah. But then, So then we see where the gang kind of rushes to the hospital.
Yeah. And then Betty's mom, this is the next scene. Betty's mom asks her about what her and Jughead did the night before. And she asks Betty if they hooked up, and Betty's like, no, we didn't hook up. We were trying to, but then it got interrupted by the serpents.
Yeah, like the serpents showed up and she's like, oh, great, a little Serpent Junior.
Yeah.
You know, and she makes like some Garden of Eden reference, like, oh, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, especially when the snakes are wrapped around the limbs or something. I forget what she says exactly.
But... And she says something about not a hoodie, but like a hat, like one of his hats that he wears.
Yeah.
She says something like that about him or something.
I forget.
But
yeah. But yeah, go ahead. And then...
The gang gather together and meet Archie at the hospital and try to calm Archie down.
Yeah. And Archie's a little stressed out.
He doesn't know what to think.
Right.
He's really nervous and worried.
Yeah. And there's something eating away at Archie, and we find out later in the episode what it is.
Yeah.
But, like, he is, like, very... He will talk about the event, and then he just stops.
Yeah.
He'll be like, then he shot my father. And he'll stop talking.
Yeah.
And then he's pauses. Like... And then he left, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and then Archie calls his mom and tells her about Fred being shot by the Black Hood. And then Archie sits down and talks to Sheriff Keller about the Black Hood and about what happened to his dad.
Yeah. And it's like... And meanwhile, we get where Fred is having like hallucinations of like... Archie graduating.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we could just talk about all of them right now.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really spoil anything, but
yeah.
Throughout this whole episode, Archie, his dad, Fred,
mm-hmm.
is having these like hallucinations. And so first it's like, oh, I really like Veronica. I love her, Dad. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, that's great. He's like, yeah, I think I'm going to ask her to marry me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then it's like, oh, it's his, like, Archie's graduating. He's like, wow, I can't believe I'm here for your graduation.
Yeah, and then Jughead's like, you're not going to see it.
Yeah, you're not here. You're dead. Yeah. You know, and, like, everyone, like, once in a while, someone will be like, oh, no, you're not here with us.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, so Fred keeps having these
hallucinations,
and right before each one, he sees, like, the Black Hood entering the room.
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, will... fade out and then into the next memory,
and then the other one he has is Archie getting married
to Veronica,
and then he sees the Black Hood coming in trying to shoot Archie.
Yeah,
and then
he jumps in front of him.
Yeah, and he jumps in front of him and tries to yell out his name.
Yeah, but so that's like basically what's happening with Fred, because he is not doing very well.
No.
The doctor even comes out and he's like, He hasn't woken up yet. Yeah. We're doing everything we can.
Yeah.
Well, he's still under.
They said that they removed the bullet, though.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign.
Right.
But he's still not awake.
Right.
So, and he still can't breathe on his own either.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
And then, so Sheriff Keller comes and he talks to Archie.
Yeah.
And he's basically talking to Archie about... And even Jughead slips in, too. Mm-hmm. Because, like, Jughead's like, oh, yeah, I want to hear everything as well, you know?
Yeah.
Like, get all the details. And because he's a little nervous that it might be the serpents.
Mm-hmm.
Because even Archie, like, he doesn't want to throw them under the bus.
No.
Just because of everything that just happened. But Archie is like...
Yeah, he tells...
There wasn't a serpent jacket. But, like, what if... there's a chance that one of them shot my dad because he let them all go.
Yeah, and he thinks Hiram Lodge might be behind it too.
Right.
Or Veronica does. Because right. He's like, oh, he might have hired a hitman to kill Fred, because he's like mad at him, or, you know, for firing Veronica's mom.
Yeah. Yeah. And then so he's like getting questioned by Keller, and then Keller's like, okay, I'm going to want you to come down to the station.
Yeah.
And then they get actually some information from Sheriff Keller where he says, they ask, oh, how much money was taken from Pops?
And he's like, not a cent.
Not a cent. Yeah. And then...
And Jughead's like, that sounds right.
Yeah. He's like, okay. There's now like a motive, like this person was there for blood, kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
And they elaborate more on that later on at Pops, but Sheriff Keller is like, okay, Arch, I'm going to have you come down to the station.
Yeah.
And we have a couple guys. And
for a lineup.
Yeah. And so, anyways, Archie runs back home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's
to go shower and change. And Veronica, at one point in the hospital, when her and Betty are together, they're talking about how... Oh, it would be... I'm not that girl that is good at grief or being there for someone when they're going through situations like this. And then Betty's like, well, you're not that old Veronica. You're like a new Veronica now.
Yeah.
And you could be the new you, you know? And so Veronica goes with Archie back home and hops in the shower, which is weird because they're teenagers. Yeah. But anyways... They get out of the shower, and then he's freaking out because he cannot find his dad's wallet.
Yeah, and then she takes all of Fred's clothes out of the bag, and he gets all mad because you can't find the wallet.
And he kind of leave. I don't want you around here. Just get out of here.
Yeah.
And then at one point, she's like walking out the door.
And she stops.
And then she stops and she's like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You don't need to be alone right now. Yeah. Actually, that's like the last thing you should be, is alone.
Yeah.
And so she ends up staying there, which actually Archie kind of is grateful for. Because at first he is trying to push her away.
Yeah.
Not physically, but, you know, like... push her away in terms of, hey, leave me alone, you screwed up or something. But but she ends up staying, and like you could see he is grateful that she's what she is doing, you know. But yeah,
and then Betty then talks to Kevin about her telling Jughead that she loves him, and tells him about Jughead loving her back.
Yeah. And he's like, Jughead Jones said he loves you?
Yeah.
And
yeah, she's did like, you hear yeah. right?
Yeah. And then she's like, yeah, but we were interrupted. He's like, oh, do you guys hook up? And she's like, no, we were interrupted by the serpents knocking at the door.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, you don't want to get tangled up in that. Like me and Joaquin, you know? And then she's like, no, it's different with Jug. Yeah. Like, it'll be different.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then so Archie gets back to the hospital, and he's like there. He feels kind of alone, but all these people start showing up for him.
Yeah,
just to show how much like the town kind of does love Archie. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
So we have like where Josie and the Pussycats show up.
Yeah, yeah, they all like give their condolences, and Reggie, they're there for him. Yeah,
Reggie and the rest of the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the Bulldogs say that they have his back and that they're there for him, and then Josie and the Pussycats come in and say that they're there for him too.
So. Right. Yeah, and then Jughead is kind of like, okay, I'm going to go to Pops because I want to find out more answers.
Him and Betty go to Pops to find the Fred's wallet.
Yeah, and they walk into Pops, and there's blood all over the ground. Yeah. Like, it looks terrible.
Yeah,
looks
right? Yeah.
And I'm like, why didn't Pops clean this earlier? I know. He's just like, and he actually, that's what I first thought. I'm like, he didn't clean that up yet. And
yeah, then, he's like, fuck it.
But he ends up coming out and he has like the mop and he's like, yeah, I'm just getting around to this. But they ask him questions like, how much was taken?
Yeah.
He's like, nothing.
Not a cent. Yeah.
Yeah, not a cent.
Yeah.
And I've seen people like this before. And Riverdale has the Angel of Death now.
Yeah.
And that's when Jughead's like, okay, whoa. You know, like, calm down, Pops. And then Pops is like, you guys hungry?
Yeah.
And then Jughead's like, always.
Yeah, yeah. I love what he says to Betty, too. He's like, what does he say? She asks him if he's hungry, and he's like, in a crisis situation, I'm always hungry.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm always hungry.
I love that. And she's not hungry, but he eats like two hamburgers and fries. And
like the blood is not even mopped yet up yet.
Yeah.
But Jughead's eating a burger.
Yeah. So. I love the voice he makes too.
Oh.
It doesn't sound like him. He like does a different kind of voice when he says that.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny.
It's funny. One of my favorite moments of this episode too.
I was laughing so hard when I watched that.
And then it cuts back, and then Cheryl is actually in the hospital.
Yep.
She like, we see her like walking in the audience, through the hallway.
Betty and Kevin see her. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, what is she doing here?
Yeah.
But first she's like visiting her mom, and we find out her mom was burned really bad after the fire and
Thornhill.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And
she was the reason because of it. But she tells her mom not to say anything.
Right.
And or she'll, I guess, end her life. I don't know.
Yeah, she like grabs her oxygen and like squeezes the tube so she can't breathe for a second.
Yeah.
So you better not tell anyone. I'm like, this is a weird bonding.
It's dark. It was a dark scene.
Yeah.
It's real dark.
It's like, that's a weird way to bond with your mom.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know.
It's real dark.
But then
I feel like her character's really dark.
Yeah, but then at the same time, as dark as she is with her mom, then it cuts over where she is giving a kiss to Cheryl's, Cheryl's giving a kiss to Fred on his forehead, which is Archie's dad. And she's like, I wanted to give, and Archie walks in and he's like, what's going on? And then she's like, I wanted to give your dad the kiss of life like you gave to me when you saved me at Sweetwater River.
Yeah.
And so Archie like sits there with his dad and then Archie kind of like confesses to like why he's been so weird,
weird.
Talking about like every situation and he kind of reveals to like the core four even before he goes in with his dad but he talks to his dad about it too is he when his dad was shot the gunman the Black Hood walked up to him put the gun against his head and Archie could have he was like I could have tackled him I could have done something
I could have did something
but I was too scared
he paused for a couple minutes
and then he's like, and when I opened my eyes, I heard the bell, and I knew he was gone.
Yeah.
But Archie's like beating himself up over
about
this.
It. Yeah.
And all the other kids are like, the
Betty,
core four
Betty
is like,
Veronica
what are you
is
doing?
Like, yeah. Betty and Veronica's like, you did everything you could do. You can't do anymore.
Right. And so he's like talking to Fred, and like he's like, oh, I think about when I met up with you at the diner, like. How I would have told you how much I love Veronica.
Yeah.
And, like, it was, like, the greatest night to, you know, be with her and then everything happening.
Mm.
And he's like, I'm sorry I didn't get to tell you that, you know, because of the Black Hood. And then
Fred wakes up.
Yeah, so Fred, then his eyes, like, pop open.
Yeah, it's after he has that last dream.
Yeah, and that's when, like, his eyes open and Archie's like, Dad... And it's such a great moment because I love Fred.
Oh, I do too.
I'm a big
fan of Luke Perry.
I'm like Team Fred. I don't know. I love Fred Andrews. I think he's such a cool character.
Yeah.
In this show, compared to like other variations of him. But like, he is awesome in this, and I really, really like him. So I was happy that he didn't die.
Yeah, I was too.
And then we get where Veronica goes home,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, she walks in, and her dad's there.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm a little disappointed you drink my Cristal or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is, yeah.
Like,
and she's like, Fred survived. I guess you're happy about that.
Right.
Because like, saying that her dad was a part of shooting Fred, like he was behind it.
Right.
Like that he hired a hitman to do it.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. And so basically we get where, like, she is talking to her dad, and the dad's like, the only thing I'm disappointed about is you didn't give me a kiss for returning home, you know?
Yeah.
But we...
And she doesn't care.
Yeah. But Hiram is back in Riverdale.
Yeah.
Makes
his return.
Yeah. And...
Finally.
What a great character, too. I like that actor.
Yeah, he's good.
Rick Consuelo, yeah.
Yeah, he's really good.
And then... we cut over to Greendale, and this is where the episode pretty much wraps up, which is fine. But we cut over to Greendale because Jughead's like, so Archie's at his house. He's ready. He has his baseball bat.
Yeah, oh, and his mom returns too. She returns home.
Right, and Archie is like, I'm going to stay up all night,
yeah.
and I'm going to protect this house no matter what.
Yeah.
And so it cuts, but Jughead's narrating it, and he says, what Archie doesn't know is the Angel of Death actually pays a visit to Greendale that night.
Yeah.
And
this is when the Black Hood murders Miss Grundy.
Right. So it cuts to a house, and Miss Grundy's there with the student, teaching them how to play the piano.
Yeah.
And the student's getting ready to leave,
yeah.
and Miss Grundy walks him to the door, and then they kiss.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Miss Grundy, did not learn your lesson.
Yeah, here we go again.
Geraldine, are you doing?
The same story.
Right. Again. But so the student leaves.
Yeah.
She walks back in and she sees like some papers on the ground. Yeah, she picks it up.
Sheet music on the ground.
Yeah, she picks it up and then she notices the window open and she's like, and it catches her off guard for a second. And as soon as she like realizes, wait a second, that window wasn't open a second ago.
Yeah.
Black Hood shows up
and starts choking her.
And it cuts to the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Now, the cool thing about, not cool, because even though she's not a great character, personally, but like, Miss Grundy is the one who gets a kiss before dying, which is the name of this episode.
I didn't think about that, but yeah.
Yeah, so it's almost like that's, she kisses that student, and then boom, like, she dies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where... earlier in the episode, you think a kiss before dying may relate to Cheryl giving the kiss of life, like she says,
to Fred,
where Black Hood gives the kiss of death, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, I guess we could go into some Easter eggs.
Okay.
So in this, there is a ton of Easter eggs that I found. They reference Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, which is a movie that starred Joan Crawford and Betty Davis. Like, Cheryl goes up to her mom. She's like, listen up, Baby Jane. And I'm like, oh, my God. I love it. At Pop's Diner, Jughead mentions a character, the Friday the 13th character, Crazy Ralph, not by name, but he's just like, oh, you kind of give me that weird guy from Friday the 13th vibes, you know? But Crazy Ralph is like, don't go in there! I don't know why he does that. But also, The Shining is referenced. We also get a reference from Alice when Jughead calls Betty.
Yeah.
She's like, ask if Snake Plissken is calling, you know, like, and is that him? And then, which is a reference to Escape from New York, starring, do you know who?
I'm thinking Val Kilmer.
No!
Huh?
Oh, my gosh, no. One of my favorite actors.
Oh, I know him. I can't think of his name.
Tombstone.
I don't know. I know the
main... The dad, and he played Ego.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, Kurt Russell. Oh, but anyways, Kurt Russell,
yeah. Yeah. I couldn't think of his name.
No, that's all right.
I couldn't think of his name. I thought it was Val Kilmer.
Oh, my God, I'm going to punch you in the face after this. Okay, so, so we also get where they actually name the killer the Black Hood, and he is a character from Archie Comics. Well, before it was named Archie Comics, it was called MLJ Comics.
Yeah.
And the Black Hood... first appeared in Top Notch Comics number 9 in October of 1940. That's as far back as he... Yeah.
So he goes way back.
But yeah, but like originally he was like almost like a supervillain-esque. Okay. Like he was a big guy, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it wasn't until like the 80s and 90s they revamped him into like the Zodiac kind of killer.
Zodiac killer, yeah.
Yeah. But then we also get where Sheriff Keller mentions the drug Jingle Jangle.
Yeah. And that comes from a song.
Right, which originally was a song by the Archies from like the 60s cartoon, 60s, 70s cartoon. Yeah. Then we get to meet Tall Boy.
Yeah.
And the guy he's with, it has a like a serpent jacket, but it's a jean jacket. It's the first one I think we get to see that's not like a leather jacket.
Yeah, it's, you know, a different kind of jacket
than
what they normally wear.
So anyways, that's kind of cool. And now this is weird because the doctor that is helping Archie, his name is Dr. Stephen Masters. He's like, I'm Dr. Stephen Masters.
Yeah.
Now, Archie Comics did have a character named the Young Dr. Masters.
Okay.
But I believe that character's name was William. So I don't know if this is like supposed to be like the father. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't know if it's connected or not.
But the nurse looks like Sally Redmond, who is like his sidekick kind of character in the Young Dr. Masters comics. Also, Archie says the line, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter here," which is a line from Dante's Inferno, which is a popular story about the nine circles of hell. And then we see where Jughead has a little crown on his helmet, like a motorcycle helmet.
Yeah.
There is mentions of Greendale, obviously, which is where Sabrina the Teenage Witch lives.
Yeah.
And Captain Pureheart, which is Archie's like superhero alter ego in the comics, kind of like a Superman, but it was like Captain Pureheart. So we get to see that too. So all those are all the references. Like this, it was like packed.
It's
with
packed,
some.
That's a lot. A lot more than we know we normally do.
And we got a couple cool songs. Like I like the song by Cat Pierce, "You Belong to Me," that we get to hear early in the episode. It's right when Veronica's like helping Archie. It's a really nice song. And then when she's talking to her dad, it's all Veronica, I guess, like music wise.
Yeah.
But when she's talking to her dad, the song is called "Start a War" by Clergy and Valerie Broussard.
Okay.
And that is very fitting to what is going on because you could see that the Hiram
tension,
Lodge.
The tension.
Yeah, Hiram Lodge is there, but whatever he's there for, the intention is not good.
Yeah.
And it probably is going to be like a war, you know?
Yeah.
So, go ahead, man, if you want to take over some...
Okay, rating for this episode, I give it a 5 out of 5 Pops Burgers. What would you give it?
Oh, I would give it definitely a couple milkshakes there, man, because it was... I really, really dug it. I liked it a lot.
I liked it. It's a good first episode for season 2.
Yeah, and it was Fred-centric, a very, like...
Yeah.
All, a lot of going on with Fred.
And I like his character. So,
I love his character.
Yeah.
So I would give it like 5 milkshakes for sure.
5 out of 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. And so then what about go
plugs?
Ahead. Yeah, go for the plugs.
Okay. Plugs, if you want to follow us on Twitter, we're at RiverDudesPod. My personal page is at Recovery108. If you want to follow us on Instagram, our Instagram is at RiverDudesPodcast.
Right. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I am at EJ_Leeson. And I also have Instagram if you want to follow there. You don't have to, but cool. And also, I guess I'll give a shout out to my friend Carmen if you want to follow him on Twitter. I've been retweeting him a lot on River Dudes
podcast. Yeah, we've been retweeting his stuff too.
Yeah. So if you guys want to follow him, because he's hilarious.
His is at Carmos Stamos.
Yes, Carmos Stamos. And trust me, if you want a good laugh, you should follow him.
Yeah. We're going to have him on another episode this season.
Oh, yeah. Actually, a fan, someone suggested that we should cover something, and we definitely are. I think we're going to go up to the mid-season break, and then we're going to cover something really, really funny that they threw out at us. And I started to watch it last night, and I'm like, oh my God, this is great. I can't wait to talk about it. But it's from Rajir. I hope I'm saying your name right. But yeah, we'll definitely talk about that soon. And what else? I don't know. I guess all we could say is
River Dudes out.